confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, we're trying to keep our eyes on all the moving top stories of the day. And in doing so, sometimes the big issues of the day get missed, and I hate that. And one of the things that I'm hearing increasingly about from not only my bride, but other moms that are in my listening audience, is that this whole going back to school thing is driving them nuts. Yesterday, of course, the mayor in New York City saying that it's going to be a blended program, which is going to be either some full days in the classroom and then some full days remote, or it's going to be morning remote, afternoon in class, wiping down everything in between, masks, no masks. How's it going to impact everything? And all of this when we continue to see data that says that children are really the least susceptible age group to the COVID-19 crisis altogether. Well, my next guest has taken this discussion one step further. She is the host of the 180 Cast. She is also a senior contributor at The Federalist and the best-selling author of the book Clocking Out Early, The Ultimate Guide to Early Retirement. You can follow her on Twitter at Georgie Borman. But Georgie Borman of The Federalist, welcome back. It's good to have you with us. Your newest column says there's no good reason to mask toddlers. And I'm just curious, did any Karens come for you once that column was published?
Not yet. I mean, if they have, I haven't seen it, which is...
You're so far off the grid, they can't find you.
They cannot find me. Even if they did, I just wouldn't care what they have to say. The level of paranoia and safetyism that we're seeing right now, especially with regard to masks, is just unlike anything I've ever seen. And it's completely unfounded, which is, you know, why we would call it paranoia.
Right.
The reason I wrote this article is because I recently traveled with my husband to Vegas. And so we went through SeaTac, we went through Oakland, and then we went through, of course, the Vegas airport. And in all three of them, I saw just dozens and dozens and dozens of just tiny toddlers, just barely 2 years old, some of them. They're all wearing these masks. And I thought, why? Because in Washington, it's just recommended for between the ages of 2 and 5, I think, to mask your toddlers. And then kids over 5 have to be masked. And then Nevada, it's like kids 10 and up have to be masked, but then they recommend it between 2 and 10. So it's like all of these parents are looking at these recommendations and being, oh my gosh, I have to put a mask on my toddler because the CDC recommends it and our state government recommends it. And so I should definitely mask my toddler, but they're not taking the time, I think, because of the panic that is driven by the media and the social shaming and the peer pressure from other parents. They're not actually taking the time to think and look at the evidence and be like, okay, is this a parenting battle that is worth fighting? Is there any evidence that putting a mask on my toddler is doing anybody any good?
So what does the evidence say, Georgie, in the time that we've got left here?
The evidence says that we've got months of evidence that says basically children almost never transmit COVID to adults. And adults, particularly older adults, are basically the only people that are very vulnerable to this disease. Other kids tend to get very mild cases, and they don't tend to transmit it very much either. So putting a mask on your toddler essentially does zero zip nada for anybody's safety. It's just another parenting battle that parents have to take on to try and get compliance out of their ornery 2 and 3 year olds, and for nothing. For nothing.
Well, and what it's going to do is it's going to spill over.
New York.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's going to.
Some states like your state, New York, mandating over 2 years old.
And it's going to spill over now into the back to school scenario, which is already going to be beyond stressful for the average family. And you're right. These are battles that are just, I mean, you've got so much to worry about right now. Is this really one of the battles that we want to be fighting when the evidence doesn't seem to support it?
Absolutely. Don't fight battles that don't need to be fought. You've got enough on your plate, especially as a parent nowadays. The rules are changing, you know, every other day. and you're worried about whether your job's going to be there tomorrow, whether your kids are going to go back to school. This is not a parenting battle that you need to take on. And to all the parents out there who feel like they need to mask their toddlers because their other friends, you know, their mom friends or dad friends or whatever are doing it, don't feel like you need to just do what everybody else needs to do. You look at the evidence, you know what's best for your family and your child, and you make the decision that is best for you.
I like that. Georgie Borman, reader in The Federalist, the title of the article, There's No Good Reason to Mask Toddlers, and follower on Twitter, at Georgie Borman, and also subscribe to her podcast, The 180 Cast. Georgie, always appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, a check of health and wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard. When we continue, stay here.